password button again. Okay, yeah. Today is Daf Yud Aleph, and we were in the middle of talking about various sorts of beds and things that if one sleeps in the sukkah.
Canopies.
Yeah, canopies. So we talked about Shmuel said someone who sleeps in a canopy or under a canopy. We brought that Shmuel said that he can say, stick his head out and say Shema, even if he's not wearing any clothes, which we said was similar to sticking your head out of your garments, because it's not considered an oil, it's just considered...
That's when it's a low.
Yeah, so we asked a steer on that from the Yoshim Bekila. It says you're not allowed to, so we said the difference is whether it's 10 tefachim or not. Yeah, so that's according to... if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not oil. That's Shmuel's general plan. So that's what we ended up with, that the house by Isnami, even though it's, if it's kavua, then it's, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, because it's kavua, it's considered an oil. So that was a new thing that we said at the top of the page there. By Isnami, afal pisha en gavaya asara, even if it's not 10 tefachim high, kevin de kviya, oil, oil lahu, since it is, it's fixed, it's a house, then it's an oil even though it's less than 10 tefachim. It's not any worse, it's not any less oil than the four-post bed. So we said if it's not kavua, then if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not an oil. But a house, even if it's not 10 tefachim, is an oil because it's kavua. And some have a different version of this whole thing that Shmuel said. That Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Mutter Lishan Bekeles Chasanim, that he says, you're allowed to sleep in a Kelas Chasanim. So Kelas Chasanim is a bit different from the other things we talked about. We had the four-poster bed, and we had the two-poster bed, and now we have the Chasan's bed. What's the Chasan's bed? What's different about that? Lefisha Ein Lo Gag, because it doesn't have a roof. It's because the... it's around... It goes around the bed, but not over it. So you've got like a... So we talked about canopy where you have like a thing over the top of the bed. But a Kelas Chasanim, there's like hangings around the bed, but not straight above. So there's no roof, and therefore you're in the sukkah, you're under the schach of the sukkah.
That's just something interesting there.
Yes.
The Gaga Meshuvah Kishon Meklipim.
Yeah.
It does have a bit of a... But it's angled like...
Type is to a point.
Yeah. Gaga Meshuvah. Yeah, okay.
It's angled.
It's angled. Angled roof. Okay. So it doesn't have a roof. AFLP Shagavoy Yasara, therefore, even though it's 10 tefachim tall, but because it hasn't got a roof, therefore, it's not an oil, and therefore you're sleeping in the sukkah, you're not sleeping in a different oil. So that's what Shmuel says. It's Meisvei who has to cash on this. A Yoshem Mekila B'sukkah Lo Yosadei Chavasa. Someone who sleeps in this, how do we translate a kila?
A
canopied bed. Yeah, he sleeps in there and the sukkah is not Yoitza. So how come Shmuel says it's Yoitza? And the Gemara, Hacham Askina B'sheyesh L'gag. If it has a normal roof, then it's not. Then it's an oil. And then he's sleeping in an oil. He's not sleeping in the sukkah, so it's not Yoitza. If it doesn't have a roof, a normal roof, then it's not an oil, so it's not considered a hefsik, and he's sleeping, him and the killer are both in the sukkah. Toshima, we'll try to bring a proof. Naklitin ishnai. When we use the term naklitin, these are the posts at the end of the either end of the bed. There's two of them, so that's where you have the situation of one post on each end, and the curtain, or whatever you call it, is hanging over these two posts. And it's narrow, yeah? It's not a wide thing. But kinoifis is arba. Kinoifis is where you have four poles on the four corners of the bed, yeah? So it's wider. The whole thing comes out wider. Is piris agabi kinoifis, if somebody spread out cloth, curtain, whatever, on top of these four posters, psula, then it's no good, because that makes it becomes an oil in its own right, and you're not in the sukkah if you sleep in there. Al gabin aklitzing sheira, but if he's only got the two posts, then it's kosher because it's not called an oil. Yeah, so you're not like you're in a different oil; you're in the sukkah. That's as long as there's not klitin, these two posts are less than 10 tvachim high. That's what the Brisa says. What are we medayik from that? Ha gevoyim min amita asara. If it is 10 tvachim off the bed, is psula, then they're not klitin, then it's possible. Then it's considered an oil. Afo pishayin lagag, even without a normal roof. Yeah? It's considered an oil. And it's more than, if it's more than 10 tvachim high, and it's no good. So how come Shmuel said that it's good because there's no gag, you can sleep in the Keles Chasanim? So the Gemara says a Keles Chasanim and Naklitin is not exactly the same thing. Yeah, what's the difference? Shine and Naklitin the Kvi, because they are fixed, therefore that's considered an oihol mamish. When you have a fixed poles with stuff hanging over it, that makes it a normal tent. Masha Enkain, the Keles Chasanim is only a temporary portable type of thing. Therefore, it's not considered kavua if it hasn't got a roof, and it's less than if it hasn't got a roof. So the Gemara says, if these naklitin are fixed, so you have two posts at the end, and it's a permanent thing fixed into the bed, is levek kinoifis. So why doesn't then why don't we say it has the same din as kinoifis, that even less than 10 it should be no good, yeah? Kinovi said even less than 10 is no good. So why is it, when it's four posters, so why isn't it manavshach? Is it considered, if it's an oil, if it's considered an oil, then it should be no good even less than 10. If it's more, then it should be, then if it's not, then even more than 10 should be good if it hasn't got a roof. So he answered that it's in between. The gabi kinovi slokvi, when you compare the two posts compared to the four posts, that's not considered kavua, and therefore it's only possible if it's more than 10 tvachim high. The gabe kila kvi, but if it's compared to a kvi to a the chosin's temporary canopy thing, so in that case the naklitin is more kavua than that. So the chosin's canopy, we said even if it's more than 10 tvachim, it's okay because there's no gag, yeah. So when it hasn't got a gag, when it's got the tapered roof, it hasn't got a proper ceiling, then it depends on whether it's permanent or temporary. Yeah, if it's permanent, then it will be possible if it's more than 10 tvachim tall. If it's temporary, then even more than 10 tvachim tall will be okay, says Shmuel. Clear as a bid? Darash Rava Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna taught Mutter Lishan Bekela Afal Pisha Yesh Lagag Afal Pisha Gvay Asara. So he comes along and turns the world over, or the bed over. Yeah, we were talking about why. What was the whole leniency of sleeping in this Kilas Chasanim, the Chosin's canopy, because it doesn't have a normal roof? Yeah, so it's not an oihel. Therefore, you're considered sleeping in the sukkah, not sleeping in the bed, in the something else. Yeah, comes along Rav Huna and says that even if it has a gag, even if it has a roof, then you're allowed to sleep in there. And even if it's 10 tvachim high, so it's mamish, feels like a tent. Yeah, it's got a proper roof that's spread out wide enough, and it's got and it's 10 tvachim high. So that's very interesting. So why does he say you're allowed to sleep in there? L'chayra, that should be an oil according to everything we've said till now. So the Gemara explains, Keman Rabbi Yehuda. That's because of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a whole different ballgame. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Omar, Liosi oil arai, mevat oil keva. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care if it's what sort of a bed you've got. A bed is not an oil. A bed is a bed. Yeah. So if you want to count a bed as an oil, you would best call it a temporary oil, a portable oil. You move it around. Yeah. So if you're in a sukkah, which is a kavua, yeah, which is fixed oil. I will see in a second. Yeah, then. Yeah. So it's just because it has to be a dira. Yeah. So if your sukkah is considered an oil kavua, so therefore no matter what sort of oil ara you've got, it's not going to be mevatel the oil kavua. So when you're sleeping in a canopy in a sukkah, it doesn't really matter what sort of canopy it is. Yeah, so if you ask somebody where are you sleeping, yeah, is there anything? No. Well, that's what we're talking about. It's got even though it's got a four, it's got a proper roof. So it's to have a proper roof, l'chayr, it has to have four poles. You can't make a proper roof out of two poles because it's going to droop down.
That's a mosquito net.
So he says, bechlal, if you ask somebody where are you sleeping, Yeah, they're going to say I'm sleeping in the Ohel Aroi. They're going to say I'm sleeping in the sukkah. Yeah, so he says that's called sleeping in the sukkah. That's the kavua. That's not. But then the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Noyagin Hayinu Lishan Tachas Amit of Nes Kedim. Where do we see Rabbi Yehuda holds this? Because he says we had a custom to sleep under the bed.
Let the old times go on the bed.
Yeah. Nes Kedim, the old guys, and then the old guys didn't tell us not to, is what he means to say there. Yeah, the Kedim didn't tell us off. We slept under the bed, and the old guys were on top of the bed. So therefore, what's the concept? Because a bed is not enough in oil, even though it has the technicalities of an oil. Yeah, it's got a tefach, legabe tuma, and all that sort of stuff. But legabe, to be mevatel, oil kavua, it's not considered an oil. So the question is, if the Rav Huna is going in the shoot of Rabbi Yehuda, v'leim halachak Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't he just say halachak Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he have to make up his own case? Rabbi Yehuda was talking about sleeping under the bed. He comes along and says, I'm sleeping under a four-poster bed, under the canopy. Yeah, so why not just say halachak Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara answers, yam halachak Rabbi Yehuda. If he would just say halachak Rabbi Yehuda, hava mina hani mili mita, I would say, why can I sleep under a bed? De legaba asuya. Underneath a bed is really aray. Why? Because beds are made to sleep on top of. It's not even a normal thing to sleep under a bed, or to go under a bed, or lie under a bed, or do anything under a bed, other than hide. Yeah. So therefore, that's a very aray, if you like. Yeah. It's just not really an oil. It's made for the sleep on the top. So therefore, yeah, I would understand where Rabbi Yehuda says that sleeping under the bed would be considered sleeping in the sukkah. Aval kila de la soicha suya. But if you have a canopy, you're, at the end of the day, sorry, you're supposed to sleep under the canopy.
It's designed for that.
It's designed for that, and it's designed to be a covering over you. Yeah? So that makes it more of an oil. So you might have thought that that's considered an oil, and it is mevatel the sukkah, and it's considered like he's not sleeping in the sukkah. Yes, emaloi. I would say that's no good. Kamash malon, therefore, he has to teach you that the time of the Rabbi Yehuda is not because of whether it's made to sleep on top or made to sleep on the bottom. That the reason is like osi oil ari mevatel oil kavua. The concept is that a temporary oil is never mevatel a permanent oil. Leishna mita, leishna kila. It doesn't make a difference if it's a bed, even a canopy, where you're doing it in the normal way. Even then, it's not mevatel. So that's why Rav Huna brings in the case of the canopy to tell me that it's not mevatel the sukkah and it's permitted in the first place to sleep in there. Okay. That is the sleeping situation. Now we move on to the schach situation. Says the Mishnah, we already quoted this Mishnah before, and we're going to learn the more details now. If a person had the sukkah, and he had some schach on it, and we'll see soon how much schach he had on it, but whatever, and he had growing next to the sukkah a vine, so he didn't graft it, he schlepped it over. Hidla means he slept, right? He pulled it. Yeah, he pulled the vine over the sukkah. And it's, yeah, so now it's on top of the sukkah. You've got vine branches on top of the sukkah. Ve'es hadalas, or a pumpkin. Ve'es hakisus, or ivy. He had ivy on the fence, yeah?
It's still very long.
So it's long things, but it's attached. So we're assuming it's attached, yeah? Ivy grows long, but it's mechubar, right? And he just sort of laid that across the top of his sukkah, the sikach al gabo, and he used that as schach on top of his sukkah. It's psula. It's no good. Why is it no good? Because it's mechuba lekarka. Yeah, if it's still attached.
He put schach on top of it.
It means on top of the sukkah. Yeah, because it's mechuba lekarka. That's so far. That's obvious. V'im haya sikach harbe mehen. If you had kosher schach more than this mechubar schach, yeah, oi shekotetzon, or you actually cut it, so it's not mechubar lekark anymore, it's not attached to the ground anymore, then it's kshera. So you leaned over some ivy onto the sukkah, it's no good, but if you then cut it, so now you've got detached branches or whatever on your sukkah, then it's kosher. We're going to see in the Gemara what's the chiddush of that.
Is it because of tassid alone?
That's the whole discussion coming up. Very good. So, the Gemara, yeah, zeh klal. So the rule is as follows. What does schach have to be made out of? Kol shem mekabel tuma ve'en gedulim in ha'aretz. Ein misachim boy. Anything that's mekabel tuma. It says and, but it should be or. But this and here means or. Yeah, either it's mekabel tuma, or it didn't grow from the ground, then it's no good for schach. Kol davar she'einu mekabel tuma ve'gedulim in ha'aretz. It has to have both things, yeah? That it's not mekabel tuma, so it's not a kli, for example. And it grows from, and it's not a fruit or something, because that's makabel tumas soichlin, so it's not a food. V'gedula mina oretz, and it grew from the ground, but it's not edible. Then smasachim, but that's what you use for schach. And the Gemara will learn out where we know that from. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Yosef kamed Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna v'Yosef, and he said, Oishet kot sang sheira. And we said in the Mishnah that when he schlepped this stuff over his sukkah, and then he cut it, it's kosher. V'yomar Rav, tzorich l'naneya. Rav says it's only kosher if you move it a bit. You can't just leave it there. You can't put mechubar joined stuff on top of your sukkah and then cut it. You have to move something after you cut it. Right? As Yumi was alluding to, we have the concept of you have to make the sukkah, not the sukkah should be made by itself, by default. Yeah? That's called tasev olomina osui. So if you have posel schach and you cut it and make it kosher, yeah, so you're not putting on, you never put kosher schach on your sukkah. You put on posel schach and then you made it kosher. So at the time when you put it on, you weren't making a sukkah, and the sukkah sort of happens automatically when you cut it. So therefore you have to make it by moving the pieces around after you've cut it. That's what Rav Huna said, that Rav said. Izamale Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says back to Rav Yosef, no, Hashmul Amara. It wasn't Rav who said that, it was Shmuel who said that. Is a hadrina Rav Yosef la'ape. Rav Yosef turned his face away. They had this custom when they were angry with somebody that they would turn their face away. So Rav Yosef turned his face away. In other words, he didn't agree with Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that Rav didn't say it, and he didn't agree. So Rav Huna realized that Rav Yosef was brogus because he thought that he was denying that Rav said that. And Rav Huna said, no, I didn't mean you were wrong. I'm coming to add to you. Rav Yosef said to Rav Huna, Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Huna, I didn't say Shmuel didn't say it. What are you arguing with me? I said Rav said it, and you come and say, no, Shmuel said it. I never said Shmuel didn't say it. Amra Rav, Amra Shmuel. I meant both of them said it. Rav and Shmuel both said it. So what are you trying to correct me, right? All I'm telling you is that Rav said it as well as Shmuel. Is Amale Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, yeah, I know that's what you meant, and I still think you're wrong. So he was trying to show that we're not arguing, and Rav Huna says, yeah, don't tell me we're not arguing. We are arguing. Why? Because you said that Rav said it as well as Shmuel, and I'm telling you, the Shmuel Amar v'loy Rav. I'm saying that no, it was Dafka Shmuel and not Rav. That you're exactly wrong when you said that Rav said it. Yeah? The Rav, because Rav says it's kosher, even if you don't move the pieces around. Once you cut it, it's good. Yeah.
You have to be there when they're fighting.
When they're fighting. You never seen two rabbis fighting?
No, you wouldn't. Like when they cast a glimpse, they turn people into piles of bones.
Piles of bones, yeah. Like we've had where was the case where we see that Rav says it's kosher in this case, and what, in other words, it's not considered tasev olemina osu. It's not considered an automatic thing. When you cut the thing, you're doing an action of cutting. Yeah, so that action of cutting itself makes it osu. Means it tasev. Means you did something. What's the problem tasev olemina osu? That you can't have a sukkah that happens by accident. By default, without an action. But if you cut it, that's an action. So therefore, where do we see that? So what would be an example of tasev olemina osui? Let's say you have a haystack, and you turn it into an igloo. You dig a hole in it, and you come in underneath. And now you've got, so the roof, you didn't do anything to the roof. You didn't even touch the roof. Yeah?
Prefab sukkah.
It's not even prefab. It's not fabbed at all. You go in, and you make a hollow space inside, and that becomes your sukkah. So it looks like a sukkah when you're finished, but you didn't put the roof on at all. The roof was there before as a haystack, yeah? And all you did was chisel out underneath it. That would be, according to everybody, no good, yeah? Because that's osu, not tasa. But Rav says if you did an action of cutting, it's considered tasa. Where do we see that? Ki hod Rav Amram Chassidah, the story with Rav Amram the Chassid. What happened to him? Rama tchelta leparzuma de inshabesa. He made a put tchelas, which is the green wool that we put in tzitzis, and he put it on his wife's talus.
Talus is a cloak.
His wife, yeah, but a woman doesn't wear a cloak. A woman wears a gown. I don't know. Anyway, his wife's garment, because he held that women are mechuyev in tzitzis. Because he held that, why do we say women are potter from tzitzis? Because we say it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma. Why? Because tzitzit applies in the day and not in the night. And therefore, since it has only a particular time, we know that women are potter from all mitzvahs, I say, that have a particular time. But where do we know that nighttime is not the zman for tzitzis? Because it says, "Ra'isa moisoi." You have to see it. And at nighttime, you can't see it with natural light anyway. Yeah. So that's how we say that nighttime is not the zman for tzitzis bin ha-Torah. Yeah, Rav Aram Chassidus says, no, that nighttime is mechuyev in tzitzis bin ha-Torah. And why? What does it mean? "Ra'isa moisoi prat l'suma," that a blind person is potter. Yeah, but nighttime is mechuyev. Yeah, and therefore, because nighttime is also mechuyev, there's no zman grama. It's a 24-hour a day chiyuv, and therefore he said women are mechuyev as well. So he was making tzitzis for his wife. What happened? Talon, he put the tzitzis in such a way that he forgot to cut the threads. And make them, what do we do normally? We take four threads and we fold it over and you end up with eight, yeah? Well, he forgot to cut it into four. He only had, so he had, when he finished doing all the stuff, he realized at the top, they were still connected. He didn't have eight separate strands. He had like a whole bunch of connected ones, yeah? He forgot to cut the top of them before he put it on. So now it's already on the tzitzis. But it's joined, and he has to cut them if he wants to make it look kosher. Will it be kosher then? So by tzitzis, it also says tasa, gedilim tasa lacha. So we have the same concept of tasa v'lemin also by tzitzis. So Rav Amram Chassidah came to Rav, also l'kamed Rav Chia Bar Ashi, or he came to Rav Chia Bar Ashi, and he said, what do I do? It's amalei, hachi amarav, mefaska menkshay, and Rav says, you just cut it and it's kosher. You don't need to do anything else, because the cutting itself is an action, and therefore it's tasa v'lemin also. Alma psikosan zuhi asiyosan. By cutting the threads, that is considered an asiya, and your yoitza, the concept of tase. As hachanami, so analogously over here by the sukkah, kitzitzosan zuhi asiyosan. He holds that it's just cutting the ivy or the gray or the vine from the ground, that's an action, that's an asiya. So therefore, you get tase out of that. So Rav says it's kosher, you don't even have to move the branches around, not like Rabbi Yosef. That's what Rav Huna is saying. Yeah, okay. So the Fred, the Gemara, Vesavar Shmuel, lo yomrin b'sikas hazu asiyosan? Wait a minute. So Shmuel, you're saying, didn't say that. That's what Rav... Shmuel said what? That Tzarech l'naneya. Everybody agrees that Shmuel said it, that you have to move the branches around. Why do you have to move the branches around? Because the cutting itself is not enough of an action to make it considered that you actively made the sukkah. Freyde Gemara Vatani Shmuel himself quotes a brisa mishum Rav Chia Hitil l'shnei kronis v'vasachas vaita with the tzitzis. Yeah, he did two corners at once. So the other case was where the threads weren't separated. What happened? I don't know why, if he did it on purpose or by accident. But let's say a person took the threads of the tzitzis and he put it through two corners. While he was making the tzitzis, he put it through one corner like you normally do. And then he took the same threads, really long threads he had, and he put it through the other corner. Yeah. And he made all the hanky panky with the tzitzis, but they joined in the middle because it was one thread. Yeah. The achar kach pasak rosh echutin shalahen, and afterwards he cut the ends, and now he's got one corner and the other corner nicely made. It's kshirin, it's kosher, even though when he put it in, it was no good. He cut it afterwards. Yeah. My love, doesn't that mean? What do you mean it's kosher? She kosher, kosher, kosher. He ties the knots of the tzitzis. And then he cut the ends. And Shmuel says that's good, so l'chayra by the sukkah should be good too. And for the Gemara, loinein. Before he made the knots, he cut it. So when he made the knots, it was already separate. And that's why it's good. But if he would have made the knots, it'd be quite tricky to make the knots while it's attached in two ends. I'm not sure exactly how he did it. But if he were able to make the knots and then cut the ends, then a taki would be no good. If we're talking about kosher, that he first cuts it and then he makes the knots, and Shmuel said what, that it's kosher? My lememra, why shouldn't it be kosher? Of course it's kosher. If he cut it first and then made the knots, that's for sure tasa. Yeah. So what's the chiddush? Why do you have to even tell me that? So the Gemara answers, Valmahu the tema. You might have thought, but inan kanaf pishas psil. That even when you put the threads into the corner, it has to be at one corner and not two corners, yeah? So not only the knots have to be done when it's separated, but even putting it into the corners have to be separated. The lekar, he didn't do it. Kamash Milan, that the corners don't matter. Putting it into the corner is not what matters. It's when you make the knots that matters. Okay. So that's what that's Shmuel. Meisvei, now that's another question. Talon, we have a brisa. Talon, if you put the tzitzis on the beged, v'lo pasak rosh chutin shalahen, and he didn't cut the threads, the ends of it. So when he put it on, it was joined. Is psulin. It doesn't say that he cuts it and it's okay. It doesn't say anything. He just says posel. Full stop. Is my love. So we assume from that loshen that psulin means la'olam. It's posel and that's it. And the only way to make it kosher would be to take him off and start all over again. It's a yufta, the Rav, which would be a kashan Rav, who says that it's enough of an action that it's kosher. Zomoloch Rav, the Rav says, no, my psulim, what do you mean it's possible? Psulim atcha yiftiko, it's possible until you cut it. Once you cut it, it's good. Yeah, in other words, what's it telling you? The etzem din, that you can't have the tzitzis joined at the top. They have to be separate, that's all he's telling you. But even if you unjoin them at the end, that's also good, says Rav. Shmuel says, of course, that's no good, and he'll say, what's a psulin? It was like a psulin forever. You have to undo it all and start again if you want to make it kosher. V'chein Omar Levi, says on the side that Levi and Shmuel Omar psulin, that Levi said also that Shmuel said it's possible. V'chein Omar of Masna Omar Shmuel psulin la'olam, it's possible forever according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it's only possible till you cut it.
So that was the one the Fadi of for a
everyone agreed that Shmuel said it's no good. Yeah, so there's that fight. There's fight about what Rav said. We don't know. You can look either way. You can't prove anything. But according to Shmuel, everybody agrees that it's no good. Yeah, that wasn't what the fight was about. The fight was about Rav. Ika di Amri. We have another version of this story that it was actually a Maisa. Amar Rav Masna Bididi Hava Uvda. That it was a. Not that Shmuel said it was possible, but it was actually a Maisa. What's the point of telling me it was a Maisa? Because we know that a Maisa Rav, if a rabbi says something, you know, maybe he wasn't meaning it as a psak, maybe he was just talking hypothetically, maybe he was thinking out loud, but if he did something, there was an actual story and someone came, is this kosher or not? And he said, oh, that's no good. You can't say, oh, he was just thinking out loud, he wasn't psaskening, whatever. So that's why it's more that's an Ika Diyamri is a more choshev psak from Shmuel. Not just that he said it was no good, but he actually paskened in a maisa that happened. That Rav Masna says, "Bididi hava uvda, it actually happened to me. Vasoy lekami demar Shmuel, and I came to Shmuel with my tzitzis, which I'd forgotten to separate. V'yamali psulin la'olam, and he said, the feirish is possible forever, and I have to take it out and start again if I want to make it kosher. Meisavei, I'll ask another kasha. Told him v'akav posak v'shechutin shalahem psulin." This is Vaiter Akasha to Rav. Yeah? That Rav says, that it says in the Braisa that if you put them on and afterwards cut the ends of it, it's possible. So here it's Mefurish, that if you cut, even after you cut it, it's still possible. V'oi, Tanya Gabi Sukkah. And we also have a Braisa by Sukkah. Tase, V'lei Mina Osu. We finally come across the phrase in the Gemara. Tase, the Torah says, Chaga Sukkah is Tase Lecha. You shall make the Sukkah. So you shall make it v'loy mina osu, not something that's made automatically by you doing something else. As mikan omra, from here we learned, hidla leas agefen, if he schlept, that's a good word, if he schlept the vine over the top, v'yasa talas, or a gourd, that's in honor of Jastra, says it's a gourd, I always say pumpkin, v'yasa kisus and ivy, v'sikach agabon is psula, yeah, that's our Mishnah. So he says the same thing. We learn it from Tasev Olay Min Ha'Oslo. What's the case here where it's no good? If we're talking about it's no good when he didn't cut it yet, is of course it's no good. The reason why it's no good is not because of Tasev Olay Min Ha'Oslo. It's not even Oslo. It's nothing. Because typically the Mechuborin, you know, it's still attached to the ground. You haven't got kosher schach altogether. It's not even kosher schach altogether. Not Tasev, not Oslo. So there for sure it's no good. Ella, so what's the chiddush over here? That even bishakotetzon, even if you cut it, it's no good. Vikatoni psula. Ushma mina, the loyam rina kitzitzos and zuasiyosun. It's yuf to the Rav. It's a question on Rav who says that cutting it makes it good. Zomalach Rav, Rav will answer you. Hachomayaskinon. Dishalfinu shlufig lai minkrasiyadidhu. What happened was that he sort of snipped it in such a, or he pulled it in such a way that it taka disconnected from the chubar. But you can't tell. In other words, he's got it right next to the vine. So the vine is growing next to the sukkah, or the ivy is next to the fence. Yeah, one wall of your sukkah is a fence, and there's ivy growing on it. So he takes the ivy, and he pulls it over the top, and he's somewhere in there, amidst the ivy, in the middle of the ivy, he cuts it. But when you look at it, you can't even see that it's cut. Yeah, so it's not recognizable that this action was an action to make a sukkah from. So when it's not recognizable, then Rav will agree that that's not an action to make it into tasa. Yeah, because when you look at it, it looks the same as it did before. You can't even see the difference. Therefore, it's not. Therefore, Rav will say agree in that case. It's no good. It's no good. Fred the Gemara. Okay, you can. He can oishlep that for the gabbai the sukkah. He can answer that. Mikomakim tolemaka posa kashla Rav. How's he going to get out of the one with the tzitzis? Yeah, the tzitzis says clearly if he separated the strings afterwards, it's no good. How are you going to explain that one, Rav? Kasha. That's takashver. No, it doesn't.
That's
answer.
The ultimate cop out. Though.
That's the ultimate cop out. Kasha is a pretty big cop out too. Yeah.
Kasha means he doesn't have an answer, does he?
That, yeah. Kasha, yeah, doesn't mean he doesn't have an answer. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lema kitanoi. Maybe the whole thing is a machlekes tanoim. Most of the machlekes tanoim, about ksisosin, that's just not. Ovar valikton. So this is talking about when you have a hadas. We're jumping a bit to lulav now. So you have the arba minim, and you have hadasim. The hadasim are not allowed to have little berolach growing on them. Yeah? Hadasim have to have just hadasim, just the leaves on them, yeah? Now, what happens if it's got berolach on it? So if you pulled off the berolach, then it's kosher. But you're not allowed to do it on yontif, because it's misakin kli. You're fixing something. Little berries. Berries. Yep. So you got little berries growing on a myrtle branch. Yeah. So if you pull them off, it's kosher. It's a kosher hadas. I don't think those things don't grow on hadasim, though. Yeah. So then it's kosher. But you're not allowed to pull them off on yontif. Yeah, because it's like making a kli on yontif. So you're not allowed to pull it. If you pull them off erev yontif, it's fine. If you pulled it off on yontif, then it's no. They're not allowed to. What about ovar v'likton? What if he didn't listen to that avera and he did it? Yeah, he woke up in the morning and he said, "No one's going to know. Stuff it. I'll just do it." And he pulled off the berries from his hadasim on Sukkot morning. It's still possible. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ber Rabbi Hatzadok. It's still possible. We'll see in a minute why. The Chachamim machshirin, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. Now, what's the base of this machlokes? Is savruha? The Bnei Yeshiva thought the kuliyama lulav tzarich eged. Everybody agrees that a lulav doesn't mean it needs to take a bus. Lulav needs an eged means it has to be bound. Yeah, we tie together the lulav, the adasim, and the aravus with it. Yeah, and that not the esrug, but those three have to be bound. Yeah, that's a halacha. It's not just we do it to make it convenient to hold, but it's actually a halacha that it has to be bound like that. So everyone holds that you need to have those three bound together. And everybody holds also that lulav has a concept of tasa v'lemina osi. Why? It doesn't say anywhere tasa by lulav that you have to do it, but we learn it from sukkah. Yeah, just like sukkah has to be made and not automatically come out. So also, by the lulav, you have to make it, and not that you do something else, and then the lulav is there automatically. Yeah, and therefore, e.g., if you take off the berolach, and now it becomes a kosher hadas, then it's already been bound, then you're not doing that. When you did the binding, it was no good. Yeah, and now you're pulling off the berries, and it becomes bound automatically through that. So that would be tasav lemina osli. Dichsiv gabe sukkah tasav lemina osli, and we learn it out from the lulav. It's my lab hakim iflagi. So lechay with the machlokes is the man the machshir savor arminan gabe sukkah ktsisos and duasiyos. So the one who says it's kosher the chachamim, because just like by sukkah on the schach, if it's attached when you cut it, that is considered an action, and it's now considered tasa. The gabe lulav nami arminan likitos and duasiyos. So by lulav, the action of pulling off the berries itself is an action, so it's not considered mina osli. Because it's a gzeira. It's a nira kemisakin kli. It's not really a deraisa.
It's an affair of pulling them off. It's a mitzvah you're now making.
No. But the point is that this is probably not
Torah. First of all, it's midrabbanan. First of all, that cutting off the berries is definitely midrabbanan, because it's nira kemisakin kli. It's not really misakin kli. That's number one. Number two, let's say he did it by accident. So he can still use it.
He still have the issue of Tassav Lemina
Osri. Right, so he hasn't got a problem with Mitzvah Baba Beira, but he's still got a problem with Tassav Lemina Osri. So if you hold by Sukkah that when you cut it, that's considered an action. So you hold by lulav also, that pulling off the fruit is also an action. If you say that the hadassim are no good, he holds by sukkah, we did not say that cutting is an action, and therefore the schach is possible if you, unless you move it. And therefore by lulav also, pulling off the berries is not an action, and therefore it's tassav lemina also, it's no good if you pulled them off on sukkah's morning. So that's what the Gemara thought. So the Gemara says, "Loy nein the kuli yalma loy amin and gabi sukkah kitzasa zu asiyosan." I can tell you that the guys who argue about the lulav, everybody agrees by the sukkah, it's no good, and you have to move them around, like Shmuel said. For hachav a meilef lulav misukkah mivlugi. Here the question is, do we learn lulav from sukkah? Do we have a concept of tassav loy amin osi by lulav altogether? Man demachshas savel loy alfin lulav misukkah. The one who says it's kosher because we don't learn lulav from sukkah, and by lulav bichlal there is no tassav loy amin osi. It doesn't have to be made actively. It can be made by automatically by doing something else. The one who says it's no good, he says we do learn now from sukkah, and therefore we have a concept of tassav lemin also b'lulav also, and therefore this is no good. Or another way I can learn the machlekes, that is lulav tzarich eged. If we would have held that you need to have it bounded or binded or whatever the word is kuli yamo le pligi del fin lulav misukkah. Everyone agrees that we learn out from sukkah that it has to be tassav lemin osli, and it will be no good because you did when you bounded it was no good, and afterwards when you made the hadas kosher it was already pre-bound and that's no good. That goof is the machlekes. Martzav tzarich eged. The Rabbi Yishimin holds that it needs to have a binding, and therefore if you bound it when it was possible, then you can't fix it later. Or Mar Sover ain't sorry. The other one says Bechlal doesn't need to be bound, so there is no tassel altogether required over here. That's the same as the following Tanoim. Titania within the Brisa, Lulav, Bein Agud, Bein Shein, Agud Kosher. Tanakama says whether it's bound or not bound together, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, Emer, Agud Kosher, Shein, Agud is possible, it's no good. My time, how do I know that it has to be bounded? Rabbi Yehuda, Yolif, Lakicha, Lakicha, Miagud, Asezov. It says the word Velokach, and we learn it together from Velokach, Agud, Asezov, that it talks about. By the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim, they had to take an aguda seizoiv, a bundle of hyssop, and bind it together because it says aguda, and they dipped it in the blood and they put it on the doorpost v'chulu, right? By the Korban Pesach, there it says ksiv hasam lekachtem aguda seizoiv, and there it says mefurish aguda that has to be bundled together. Ksiv hacha by the sukkah, by the lulav, it says lekachtem lechem bayem arishoin. It also uses the word lekachtem ala halam baguda, just like by the hyssop. It has to be bound, afkanami baguda, so that the lulav also has to be bound. And there are bonon who don't agree with it, lakicha, malakicha, lo yalfinon, they don't have this gzereshava. The gzereshava, you're not allowed to make up yourself. So they didn't have a mesoris, a tradition of this gzereshava, so therefore they say we don't learn out lulav from hyssop. Okay, now the Gemara says, Kaman ozla hada tanya lulav mitzvah la'igdoi v'im lo yagdei kosher. So who says it? So now we have another opinion that says that it's a mitzvah to bind it, but if you didn't, it's kosher. Is what's going on here. E Rabbi Yehuda kila yagdi amai kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's been the raisa that has to be bound, so even with the evidence, it should be no good. So what do you mean if you didn't do it, it's kosher? And E Rabban, according to Chachamim who don't learn Gzeir Shava, they say it doesn't have to be bound at all. It's a my mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah even the chatchila? It's after the Gemara, La'elim Rabbanon here. It's the Chachamim. And that's why by B'di'evet it's kosher. Why do you have to do it the Chathchila? Mishum Shenemer is a Kelev Yan Veyu. It's not a fun of a mitzvah. Because it looks nice. It's a nicer, beautify the mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah in a nice, beautiful way. And it looks nicer if it's the three things are bound together, Lulav Hadassim and Aravis. And that's why we have to do it that way. All right, we'll leave it over here. Catch up tomorrow.